I just thought of this thing that I got, and I got you. I actually baked you some shut the f cakes.
I just wanted to talk about your audition.
You got a bit of tone about you today.
No, you've got a bee in your bonnet.
What? There's no.
I'm just Harvey.
There is no bee in my bonnet. What is wrong with you?
There's nothing wrong with me. It's everything wrong with you.
Well then, problem solved.
Thanks for asking. I saw 21 Pilots last night, and I was really, really excited about it.
I'm pretty pissed that you didn't bring me to that one. Yeah. Because that was one of our first shows that we went and saw.
I saw the Vamps.
Yeah, well, I was also at the Vamps, yes. But 21 Pilots was one of the first good shows that we, that we saw. The Vamps
That is not fair. The Vamps were genuinely great. Really good.
But I really enjoyed 21 Pilots when we went and saw them at the Alexandra Palace.
It got me really excited because they used pyros in between every other song, basically. Good. And I was like, there's just always fireworks. But it got me thinking about when we're going to start touring, which, you know, may not be in the complete near future, but it's somewhere near. And I've had an idea.
Tilly on pyros.
No, better. Tilly out of a cannon. So we get a cannon.
Oh, this is just so ridiculous.
And on like the finale or whatever, we just shoot her into the ground.
Yeah.
And we'll rehearse it or whatever, so
but
everyone knows how.
That only happen once, because then I'll be dead.
No,
we'll figure it out.
I'm okay to die, but there's
Whoa.
Only.
You have to
pick one show.
Right, so we get one show at it.
I think Birmingham deserves it.
That sentence on its own is just fantastic.
That.
Yeah.
But why? Because they, I think, and this is the thing, I wanna say this almost to rile up everyone else, but in our experience of years of touring, Birmingham have been the most rowdy.
I agree.
Every time.
We usually do say that, don't get me wrong, all of our crowds are usually fantastic, but if one does stand out.
Did you like the little leg up there?
I was going to say, he put his leg up and then decided, nah.
I went against it. Mainly
quite
because,
quickly went
mainly
against
because
the leg.
It wasn't that comfortable and also probably ruined that shot. So
I just found that quite funny because he barely, his leg was just like, just hovering and then he put it back down. What is wrong with your sock?
I just want to show off my shoes.
Mine.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's on properly.
No, it's not really. These are a bit weird, these socks. What are we talking about?
Not interesting. 21 Pilots and chucking Tilly out of a cannon.
Yes.
In Birmingham.
Yes. You good with that?
Yeah.
They need it, Birmingham. They don't. Why am I back up? They need it. They don't have much.
Yeah. No, that's fair enough. Tilly, is this the first episode in which you are metal free?
Brace face.
Yeah.
That's exciting. She's all smiley. She's all happy.
No,
how you feeling?
I'm actually not very happy, oh. But...
Why?
Because of you.
What did I do?
You're just bugging me.
What?
In any specific context or just in general?
Everyone's just bugging me. It's just... You're you.
You had a bad day.
Everyone's bugging
is
you.
What's happened.
And you just...
I didn't do anything right. I feel like she has actually got a bee in her bonnet.
Did you see
her
earlier?
Because before we started recording, she said something
this.
To Dobby and I checked her up on her tone. And I think she's upset about that.
No,
now.
It wasn't. It was because I like said it in like a jokey way and he took that.
You snapped at Dobby.
No, I didn't. I
said it
didn't.
In a jokey way.
And you're looking at HR right here, so we're not going to have any slander towards Dobby. It's all right, take a minute.
It's been a long day.
Oh, Dills. No, I didn't expect that.
Maths didn't go very well, I heard.
Oh.
And I did. I gave Tilly a nice long hug as she came in because she was clearly, you know, bit done with the day. Are you okay, Tills? Would you like us to pause?
His laptop.
You please let us know if you want
Tills,
to pause.
Tills, I'm really sorry. I didn't expect that to go there.
This is okay.
Stop,
like,
I don't
like
this.
No, it's okay. Like we always say.
Do you want us to just reset? Because I don't know. This isn't like the curly episode. Like, I was like... you know.
I'm glad that she's on board with the fact that this is real. And I think
she hasn't said anything.
No,
yet.
not really, but I think
so I've kind of lowered my mic.
She possibly would have made more of an effort to leave.
Well, no, I don't think so. I think she just needs a second.
I'm chill.
You just want to roll with that. Like, that just happened. We can restart the episode.
I don't care.
You look like you just tried ketamine for the first time, so I don't think you're that chill.
We can restart
the episode. I don't mind anything. I don't care.
Are you sure? What's going on? Is it just a culmination of the day building up, or...?
It's just annoying because we're talking about this in front of loads of people and everyone's just going to think I'm really bad.
No.
Of course you're not.
I thought you always ripped me off.
What is a really good point to make is that, and you're right, it is always two against one and it is unfair. But Max and I genuinely find it so funny because you're such a sweet, innocent person to just paint you out like you're some monster because it's so unreasonable. And so I think that people at home would see that because we're just...
Put it this way, Tills, I know exactly how you're feeling. And to take it back to this, back in our You Now days, he used to make jokes at me all the time for being on my man period. Mm. That really got to me when I was like 14 because I didn't know how to deal with that insult. These guys latched onto it like motherfuckers and just
well, don't make them feel bad.
Rinsed me. No, but this is the thing. It happens. And I'm not upset at you guys for that. That's a thing that happened. It's just something funny to latch onto, and I suppose the sooner you can grasp that the better, because at the end of the day we're just an entertainment brand. All this shit is like, it's just a laugh, it's just a joke. Like, I don't think anyone particularly takes our personalities too deeply to the point that they're gonna see you like that if they see you out in person. I think they're still gonna be excited to see you and, you know, want a picture or want a chat or whatever.
But also, a lot of entertainment isn't just people being real. A lot of entertainment is either acting or, you know, doing some sort of performance that isn't actually the human. So this, where it is just the three of us talking, is much more real. So
for
I can see why it would be a bit more concerning to you when we say, oh god, Tilly went and punched a man the other day, and then everyone's like, oh my god, is Tilly violent? And we're just like, no, that's obviously a joke. I get why you were a little bit stressed by that, but
also, if it helps any more, it's only like me, him that pick you up on tone and stuff. I think everyone else that's watching this that is either your age or between your age to like 18 is like, yeah, real.
I think they're on your side.
It's like, if anyone's absolutely taking sides, I'd speak to them in that way if they were around me all the time. So Tills, you're fine. I'm still gonna pick you up on it because I'm your older brother, but you're fine. Yeah. Genuinely.
But anyway, you can really brace yourself. That's exciting.
Yeah.
You sort of did your reveals really badly, I'm going to be honest. Like, you.
Thanks, man.
Well, only because.
Right back in.
Only because obviously, that we film everything, we post everything on the internet, and Max gave you a lot of shit because you walked in and basically just filmed his like lower torso or whatever as you showed him. But and
she was nervous.
Yeah,
she was
nervous. You were nervous, you were excited. I get it. You can't get everything.
I didn't know
right.
how to go about it because I couldn't ask either of you without telling you. Yeah.
I think we actually need to not necessarily teach you because it's not even really something that needs to be taught, but just general like filming. I think we need to go over that with you at some point because it's a good skill to have.
You're just always being filmed.
This guy over here can't do it to save his life. It's useless.
Terrible. Terrible camera. Sorry, Tom. I'm sure this looks quite nice.
Should we bring up the one though that maybe it's unnecessary, but that is. It is
what
really
are you
unfair.
Doing now?
Luckily, it doesn't depict him as a bad videographer.
Well, I'm going to think of something bad that Max has done.
Because it's phone content. Right. So, and it genuinely was an innocent mistake. However, we did actually have a bit of a go at him because we didn't know it was a mistake initially. I think he knows.
We
went to the perfume shop. And he, so basically we started recording.
Oh, but that was just an accident.
No, exactly. Yeah. But still, a little funny jab.
Recording,
yeah, he pressed pause on the record and we had nothing.
So we still got a good video out of it.
Yeah, so we did.
I think that's a bit of a harsh critique. Yeah,
no,
credit where credit's due. Dobby does a pretty good job.
Dobby does a very good job. Yeah, it was just that one time.
But on that same note, the amount of times that you've, I mean, we'll go back to when you used to be on editing, I guess, and you literally literally took 4 weeks to edit like a 5-minute video, and that was just a shocker. So that basically ruled Max out from doing
it. I didn't know what I was doing. I was on the phone, like trying to splice shit together.
So same as now.
Same as now, yeah. That's just what I do with music instead. It works a lot more effectively. You can make much better happy accidents with music than editing. It's a lot more precise. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I stay away from that.
How do you think we can help you in future? Because obviously with reveals, that's a little bit of a tricky one, but...
Oh, golly goodness, I don't know.
That was very posh.
Oh, thanks.
Golly goodness. Oh. I noticed the other day as well, Mum always says, oh my gosh. She only ever says gosh. I don't know why.
Unless she's swearing at me.
Well...
And that's another really fascinating thing to bring
You're
up,
just
actually.
Throwing everyone.
No,
under the bus
I've got loads of tangents.
I can see the title now, Max throws entire family under the bus.
Yeah, no, but do
Dobby.
You guys not find it funny?
Hey, Dobby's part of the family.
Hear me out. Do you not find it funny how much of an issue Mother has with swear words and then proceeds to use the most grotesque swear words she can think of at points?
She does.
It's like, and it's fine because, you know, we're all of an age where we're fine to hear that now, but it's like, Mum, pick a side. Like you either have a problem with swearing or you don't. I find it hilarious, but I don't know if anyone else can relate out there, but it is fantastic.
I'll steer the ship a little
please
bit.
Please do.
Because we're late as always, because of the way we film this podcast, it's a bit hard for us to keep up to date on current topics because we recorded the last episode like 2 weeks ago or something, maybe a week ago. But either way, we had no idea what was going on with Eurovision. And now, as you're watching this, it's happened and someone's won. But I still wanted to go through a little bit of a rundown.
I got so confused then because no one's won right now. But they will have by the time this goes out.
By the time they're watching this.
Yes.
Well done, Max. You're
Thank
a genius.
You.
So, we obviously know, because they literally live like round the corner from us, that Remember Monday are part of this competition. Now, we are rooting for them without question. However, Eurovision doesn't typically favour the UK. That's just a fact. We are well aware of that and we're, fingers crossed, hoping they do well on Saturday. If they don't, it is what it is. I have a top three. Do you know any of the other songs in Eurovision?
No.
Do you know any of these?
Barely.
I'm going to do this really quickly because it's not the most interesting thing in the world, but I did research for it, so now you're going to listen. So I think the top three, in my opinion, are Azerbaijan, Malta, and Norway. Serving by Malta is one of the most current popular songs, I think.
I like the country selection. They don't typically do that well, those countries.
Yeah, and I don't know that they'll win because they don't typically do well, but I really hope that they do. Some notable mentions. Sweden is a personal favourite because they yell sauna every few minutes, or seconds rather. And then Spain, I just think, might do well. Switzerland has a song called Voyage, which is a very beautiful melody, might do well. Ukraine, catchy and unique. Czechia, epic song, really good. Germany, very dancey, could be good live. Netherlands, nice melody. Ireland, it's got a nostalgic vibe. And Iceland is just these two guys who kind of remind me of
I just thought of this thing that I got, and I got you... I actually baked you some Shut the Fuck Up cakes.
I just wanted to talk about Eurovision. I also don't think I've ever heard Tilly say that. So
freshly baked by me.
I mean, where'd you get the packaging?
Yeah, you got told, bro. Oh, that is devastating.
Right.
Cupcake galore. Tills nailed it.
So anyway, thanks for listening to that. I like Eurovision because I usually like to go in blind. I think that's the fun of it, is that you don't know what's coming and then something mental happens and you're just like, that's
got any
really
more
funny.
Cupcakes?
No, but no. Tills, I want to, have you never watched Eurovision before?
I was about to ask that. What's your favourite part?
Actually, do you know my least favourite part?
Mm-hmm.
Is the people, like, how you can always hear people talking and then our kind of presenters are talking over the top and the clash really
I get that.
Gets to me.
I get that. My favourite part, controversial opinion, is the scores.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, it's great. That's my I think we've actually talked about this in a past podcast.
Did we?
It's coming to me now.
Okay, I think we did this,
but we can do it again. And for anyone who doesn't know, because I'm a moron, Eurovision is a song contest that happens in Europe. It's basically every country writes a song and then puts it in. Someone wins. Just to clear that up for anyone who doesn't know. But yeah, hoping the UK wins this year. And if they don't, at least they have a great song. Either way, congrats to Remember Monday, who are awesome.
Woohoo! Tills. You'll never guess where we're going.
San Francisco?
She guessed.
She nailed it. Do you know why we're going to San Francisco?
Disney.
San Pampisco.
Well, Disney, loosely, yes. We are going out there to promote a film. I'm not going to say too much, just in case. I don't know what the boundaries of the promotion are yet, so I'm. But we're going out to promote a film. Are you upset that Disney didn't invite you?
No.
Why? Don't want to go to San Francisco.
San Francisco. They probably couldn't because it's during school time, so it's obviously not. I kind of took it as offended, but I'm not. I'm upset. Obviously, want to go to America.
If you were to go on like a brand trip, where would you want to go?
Hawaii, Greece,
Hawaii.
Either.
You know, we almost went to Hawaii. I know. It's the crazy part.
We don't talk about that. I want to try a few things. I want to try the crumble cookies because that is just like such
a big thing.
And then Raising Cane's.
We should absolutely do that. Film our experience. Get Tilly's reaction from us trying it at home. Splice it into one nice little video. Bosh.
Bring some home.
TikTok.
We could try and bring some crumble cookies home.
She's on about Raising Cane's. Do you care about crumble cookies?
Let's not play the assumption game here.
Oh, God, that was gross.
Actually, I kind of do want some crumble cookies.
Okay. No, that's more doable, for sure.
If I know Tilly as well, she prefers a cookie over a chicken. Maybe not a cookie,
this
but a sweet treat.
Chicken, like.
A sweet treat.
Yeah.
Tilly's going to go for something sweet before she goes for chicken, that's
okay,
for sure.
Fair enough. But out of the two, if you would put both in front of you and you had to choose one, if you chose both, you'd die.
The thing is, if they're fresh, then Raising Cane's.
Okay.
But by the time it got to me, it wouldn't be fresh.
What you said fresh was really funny as well.
How did I say it?
Fresh. I just don't get the thing about the whole cup of sauce.
Oh, can you try it though? Whether you don't get it or not, can you
just want to live vicariously through us?
Do you have to pay for the cup of sauce?
You have to pay for the big cup. But
that's what I'm saying. I don't know if I want to pay for the big cup.
You don't need the big cup. You just need the
little pot. This is the funny thing, right? Yeah, so we're going to go out there and want to do all these like trends or whatever. And Max is going to be like, oh, I don't know about paying an extra $5 for the big cup of sauce.
No, I'm actually fine with it. What is annoying is that we're there for a day.
This is true.
And
yeah,
like,
but that's only two things. A lot of people go wanting to try like everything.
Do they have crumble
in
San Francisco?
There's so many.
Max is really
in San Francisco.
Yeah, I already looked at crumble. I don't think I looked at Raising Cane's because I saw a video about crumble cookies and I was like, that would actually be kind of interesting to try, to be fair.
I'm looking at a map now.
Wasn't everyone going mental about like one of the Kardashians ones being terrible?
Yeah, so Kourtney Kardashian, she made like a flourless, eggless, everythingless cake.
You just get air.
Well, I think some people would have preferred that.
Yeah. No, that doesn't sound
particularly
edible.
Not speaking from experience, just speaking from videos.
I'm just looking to see if there's a Raising Cane's in San Francisco. We've got to do some pre-planning here. Oh, wait, no. No, Raising Cane's plans to open its first San Francisco location at Stonestown Galleria in late summer 2026.
Oof.
So I think we're going to miss the boat a little bit there on Raising Cane's, but
I'm not going to lose sleep over that.
No, I think
so,
we'll be all right.
The other thing, though, is we get back from San Francisco, and as soon as we get back to the airport...
Oh, you're going to Scotland, aren't you?
Well, let me tell... They don't know that.
Oh, I just remember I went and get my crumble cookies.
She makes a good point.
I already thought of that, but I didn't know how to best...
I might have to eat the cookies.
Do you know what you could do, though?
I see.
Do you know what you could do? If we do genuinely end up bringing her back crumble cookies, you will have to do some absolute like glazing with Paul or something. And he might come to Heathrow to meet us to get them. You never know.
I can't see that happening. I cannot see that happening.
Although...
For cookies.
Do we not now get back at a completely different time than we were originally meant to?
Yes.
So maybe we could just...
We do actually get back
earlier.
Deliver
them home.
We could. We could stop in.
We'll see how we feel, I guess. I mean, that's even if we can get them back.
I actually, you know, depending on delays and stuff as well, because you don't know what's going to happen with that. But if we do get back with enough time, I'd probably rather stoppings and I can restock some stuff.
Tilly's brain is like whirring right now. She can see the crumble review already happening on her TikTok. She's so
excited. Not many people in the UK have done that, have they?
Yeah, yeah. Especially not brought them over. But that's what I'm worried about. Is that actually allowed?
I think you can if it's in your main luggage, yeah. However, are we having main checked luggage? I don't know. We probably could get away with it actually in a carry-on.
No.
Yeah, I've brought food in my bag.
Actually, yeah, that's a good point.
It's water that's the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Only liquids.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point. I could literally just have it in a bag.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, yeah, all right.
This is riveting.
Yeah, sorry. We're just discussing how we're going to get crumble cookies across the border.
Operation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we are going up to Scotland because Mr. Dobb is running a marathon. We're going to support him as best we can.
I haven't told him this yet. I'm actually just going to run it with him.
What, alongside him?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, that's bullshit. I can't tell if you're joking or not.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
No, you're not.
I've been running these last couple of weeks.
Oh, but yeah, you're
I'm marathon
up.
Ready.
I'll stay with Nathan.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
I must admit, I'm very excited to go to Scotland with Nathan because I haven't done that yet, and we've never explained.
He's a friend of ours.
Sorry. It's okay. But Harvey Dobby and Nathan, they went up together, but because I went up with my other mates, and it was sort of like, I swear, we actually went similar times. They didn't want Max. Yeah, which is fair enough. But I actually think because of how fast paced you two are. Nathan would prefer to have me there because I'd be happy to just chill and do whatever.
He did complain last time that, especially because Dobby has a certain like agenda when we go to Scotland.
I'm aware.
He knows what he wants to do, and it's like, right, I'm not wasting time doing anything. And I usually agree with Dobby's agenda.
I give him the benefit of the doubt because it's probably his favorite place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the world, he knows what. So it's like, let Dobby have fun.
But then we went to Edinburgh and probably spent a grand total of about an hour looking around and then left. And Nathan wasn't best pleased about that. Yeah. So I think we'll spend a bit more time this time, just, you know, having a proper saunter.
Well, you can't, Dobby, because he's going to be running.
Well, there is that.
However, the next day, Dobby has already said he wants to do a spa day with the boys. So
have you found a spa? I don't know that there's a spa in Edinburgh. There must be.
I was just going to say, do you think Dobby's better at running or filming?
That's a really hard thing to compare.
Well, what does Dobby think?
I think he spent more time on the videography, so I would give him videography.
No, I'm still saying running.
I'm saying running.
He's pretty good at running, but I'm seeing a lot of people doing like 2.5 hours, and Dobby's getting a sub 4.
Dobby's definitely a better videographer than he is a runner, just to clarify that. I don't know. You are getting pretty fast, sort of. I don't know.
Dobby doesn't agree.
I did a pretty quick 5K the other day, so I mean, watch out.
It's way faster than me, put it that way. Yeah. But like, yeah. I don't want to run a marathon.
Do you know what's crazy? So I told someone the other day, thinking that I was a bit slow, that I'd done a... Well, I said, I don't know what the normal time for a 5K is. And they went, oh, usually sub 30 is pretty good. And I was like, oh, so 26 is like actually decent then. I was expecting them to go, 26, yeah, right. But then again, he runs them in like 20 minutes. So I'm kind of like,
man, like.
Yeah. It's a bit annoying. Is that right? 20 minute 5Ks roughly? Yeah, okay, yeah.
Well, what do you reckon you could run a 5K in?
We did this the other week.
Negative 5 minutes.
I genuinely reckon if I were to do one now, I'd probably do it in about 30 minutes. I reckon I'd be.
We could do that right now. We'll stop. We'll take a camera with us.
Should we do it as the podcast
and
instead?
Follow you?
Just finish the rest of the 30 minutes.
Can we follow him in the car?
Well, yeah, we'll keep talking. We'll keep going. Follow you in the car. You run your 5K.
Kind of crazy doing a mobile podcast.
We could do one in the car.
I kind of want to at some point. Not anytime soon. But maybe. At some point
maybe.
We'll anytime soon.
Maybe.
Podcast.
Maybe. We could do it as a bonus episode for the members, which we haven't announced yet, but we are going to be doing because we asked them if they wanted it last episode and they went, yeah, sounds good. So thanks for letting us know. We're going to start the members thing. It might even be available now. Check it out if it is. If it's not, it will be available soon. We're a little bit underprepared on this, I'll be honest, but it is through YouTube, so you'll be able to find it through the YouTube thing. If you click on our channel, it should be able to take you to it.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be bonus content, loads of extra like early access to things. You'll get a little sticker next to your name so that we know you're a member, and we will prioritize responding to your comments. What are you going to say?
If you guys go on tour, won't you get a tour bus?
It's a good point. Where are you going with this?
We could do the podcast.
We will probably have to do the podcast on the tour bus at that point.
That's so cool.
But even then, I was going to say, yeah, if we tour, sure, but we might tour the podcast.
Oh,
and that
hopefully
will also potentially require some sort of bus. But if it's the UK, we maybe don't need like a mental bus, but still.
I liked the tour bus that we had for the 2018 tour.
That was a while ago. I think I remember what you're talking about.
I kind of want to do, and this is the thing, we've got to figure out how many people we'd be taking on a tour, but I want to do one of those big ones where everyone just stays on the bus kind of thing. I know that's like a little bit messy, but we usually do hotels and stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
And get a smaller bus that everyone just travels in. But if we have like an actual big bus that's sort of like a living space for everyone.
Yeah, like.
I think we will be sick of each other at the end of it. But
I've also spoken to people about this. I'm having the same though.
Yeah.
I've spoken to people about this. It gets old, apparently, very quickly.
Right.
So as much as I love the idea of it, and I love the idea of bringing a Switch, playing Mario
Kart.
Yeah,
but it might just, it doesn't really matter what you want. It matches what's easier.
Sure. And I agree. I agree with like costs and everything, all that sort of stuff. But at the same time, I just actually think that for everyone's sanity as well, that is important. You know, we here at Max and Harvey, we care about mental health.
I'll be real though, and sanity was pretty lacking on the longer journeys on when we were touring, and you know, we're all cramped up in that bus, like
before or after
a show.
I don't want to like have to get up early if I'm in a hotel and get ready early.
Right.
Because otherwise I'll just not be happy.
Have you been told about the times for the live podcast on the 6th
of
September?
Yeah, but that's one day.
Okay, so you can do that.
I think luckily for you, in terms of like our music touring, I don't think you'd have to be there the whole time. I think we'd probably just...
Yeah.
But she might be part of the show. Who knows?
Oh, hopefully.
You want to
be your opening act.
She's going to be the canon, remember?
Yeah, absolutely. She's going to be the canon. Yeah. Wouldn't you want to be an opening act?
Because then it just makes it easier for podcasts and stuff
to
be there with you guys.
You never know. We might be opening for Tilly.
We might be at some point.
Hopefully.
Who knows? If I put that out there now, it's just going to happen and we're going to look so silly.
Please tell me you guys are planning on touring like in a couple years, like maybe 2027.
Is this because you want to be able to not be in school?
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, if we did tour and we did need you on the tour, we could probably get you out of school.
Yeah, that's my point.
GCSE year is going to be trickier.
So you're saying you want us to be touring before then?
Yeah.
Right. I thought you meant wait to tour until 2027.
I think we will be touring by then, fortunately. And not to get everyone too excited, because that was a pretty big gap that was given there. You got till 2027. it's safe to assume we probably will be doing something by then. So
also, we never did this, but welcome back to the 14 Again podcast. I know it's such a mental thing.
A bit late for that.
But even if someone, you know, dropped off or whatever, at least we say it, because you know, people want to know what's going on and who we are. And I'm Harvey, and that's Max, and that's Tilly. And couple of, you know,
okay, we don't lie here. I'm Harvey, that's Max, that's Tilly.
That's absolutely right. I'm so sorry for lying. I'll never do it again.
I stay Max.
We do have
a few things that
we do want to say, because first of all, again, we did a merch drop for 14 Again, the podcast, and am I right in saying it just completely sold out instantly?
Yes.
What did, sorry?
The merch shop.
That it did indeed.
That is correct.
It then got restocked and then sold out again.
Right. So
that's
thank
crazy.
You again, because you know, we don't want to like glaze over any of the mental things that happen, but for us, like that's just so insane that you guys are able to help us in that way and support us in that way, but also do it in such a an intensely like exciting way where it's not just like, oh, you know, a couple people bought a hoodie. It's like, no, no one's ever able to get hoodies because everyone wants one. Like that, like,
mine
is so unbelievably exciting.
I think there are still some gray ones left if people okay. want them.
Well, fantastic. I love the gray one personally. That's the one that I usually wear.
I see.
I should have worn it today.
I like the pink one as well.
I will wear it next episode if I remember.
I should have worn mine as well. I don't know why I didn't. But the other thing I wanted to talk about is that if I'm right, by the time this episode goes out, we've already started teasing our new song.
Can't relate.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tills, that you can't relate. But we are having, again, just a mental couple of weeks. Because
I just feel like you guys should get me on one of your songs.
Yeah,
like, agreed. It would be so much better.
Agreed.
You'd actually have a good, phenomenal singer there. And people would be like, wow.
No, I agree.
So what I will say is
you've got to hype yourself up because otherwise we won't.
It's trickier with the features because they're requesting us.
Yeah, we're already the feature, right? So when we're not the feature.
Because I know what that is.
Well, it's you know how you go like this person featuring Max and Harvey.
I see.
So we can't do featuring Max and Harvey featuring Tilly.
Yeah.
We're doing features at the moment. That's what's happening.
Oh, they're lame.
No.
Features are awesome. You can sort of just cut about doing what you want and like have a good time with the music. I actually really like doing the features. There's a lot less pressure on it now.
Yeah.
Because our product that we're squirreling away and writing, the pressure that comes with that is, are people actually going to like this shit or are we just doing batshit stuff and hoping it works?
Can tell you that
kind
now.
Of thing.
It's a lot more vulnerable when it's like our written music.
So that's
looming and it's scary, but right now we get to have fun. We get to release some really cool stuff that people have asked us to be on. Mm-hmm. And we're having so much fun doing it.
And so that was what I was going to say. I don't want to go too far because I'm scared. Can I start singing or?
I think do it. And worst case, if you're not allowed to, we'll bleep it.
Right.
But also don't sing it too much because there's also another song. Because it's a cover. It's technically a cover/remix.
Oh, I've heard it.
Yeah. So it is Get Down On It.
Get Down On It.
Like a lollipop.
Get Down On It.
Hold on. What?
I swear.
She did this earlier and I had no clue.
I swear there's a Get Down On It. Like a lollipop. Look down on it. Or maybe I'm making that up, but I heard that. Hold on. Let me find it.
You look so gormless right now.
Was that really? You really that's think that's what like. I look like? I don't think that's what I look like. I think I had. Don't look like you agree. Okay.
That's hilarious.
Okay.
That is very much not like our version.
Yeah. But that is kind of, you know,
that's Jersey beat, Get Down On It. Whereas ours is a bit more tech house. So
yeah. But we're revamping the song and we're very excited to do it. We're honored to be able to do it actually.
Absolutely.
Because it is such a classic song.
Yeah.
And genuinely when it first came through, we were a little bit like, oh my God, that's such a big song to like take on and to be a part of. Like, hopefully people don't hate us for doing it.
I'm sure some people will, but that's okay.
Yeah,
that comes with music. Yeah. People love to hate music. So we've just got to get used to that.
Hey, you hate on the Norris Nuts. So.
I did indeed, but that was shit.
Yeah, who's saying that's not?
I have to say, they're not creating it for you.
No, exactly.
It's not for you.
I don't know who it's for.
Enough people love it, thank you.
Fair. You got me there. You got me there. And I will completely succumb to music is subjective. So I hope
that if and when the day ever comes that we meet the Norris Nuts, they all just completely shun you.
Fine.
And only have you know.
Fine. I am so happy to like if that were ever to happen. Would love to meet them. Get along with them. I'm a very friendly guy. I'm not about to glaze shit music.
I will.
You're just digging yourself a grave.
I don't. I don't. They all seem like lovely people. I have never once dissed their character. I just.
I love you guys.
No, I think they're great, and I like what they do.
How do we always circle back to them? This is your fault. I swear.
It's sort of like how I always bring up AJR. To be fair.
Yeah.
Like.
And you always bring up what's it? The Beatles.
No, because you can't even name all of them. What's the fourth member?
George.
What?
Harrison.
Okay, fair play.
He searched up. He was so disappointed in himself.
Just now?
No, he memorized it. After that episode, he went to his room. He sat just staring at the name.
Slightly more accurate, but no. I did after that episode, I was like, that's a thing I should know. But I know all the others. I know all the others. So you've got to give me credit there.
Well done. So I've got a comment shout out. I actually have two because there was one that I just found really funny. Actually, both of them are really funny, but one of them I'll just read quickly. And if you guys want a shout out in the next episode, make sure to leave a comment so that we can read it. Shout it out in the next one. This first one's from Hey, I'm Nancy Clapton, who just said, "You three remind me a bit of the three siblings from The Amazing World of Gumball." And I would love...
I love that.
I would love to chat just quickly.
Who's the blue one? Who's the orange one? What? Yeah, thanks, Sherlock, mate.
I think realistically...
I'm the orange one.
Darwin.
I was going to say blue one, Darwin. Gumball.
I see
in the
reasons.
Context of this podcast...
Yeah, in the context of the podcast, I'm definitely Darwin. And I do see reasons for us being either or, if you know what I mean.
Wallet.
didn't one of you draw...
I don't even know that reference, to be honest.
Didn't one of you
and I
draw...
did love that show.
No, wait. Paint. Do you remember there used to be that painting up in the kitchen and there was like a big blue thing and a big orange thing?
Oh, yeah.
That's not Gumball.
I think that was Harvey's tiger. Yeah.
I always thought that was supposed to represent Gumball and Darwin.
I think Harvey drew himself blue.
Yeah, no, so it was a human. It was meant to be a human.
Yeah.
And
maybe
it was
the kid from the book, I don't know, but
wait, just indulge me for a second.
Wallet.
I do know that, yeah. What?
Wallet.
Yeah.
Wallet.
No, but this is the thing that I think the reason that I could see either of us being either is because they're both a bit goofy in their own right,
yeah.
But also like can be slow at times, and I don't know. Maybe leave us a comment who you think is more like Darwin or Gumball.
What's the girl's name in that again?
Anais.
Yeah, that sounds right. But she's quite feisty as well. Like, I would say, if anything, you are the most like.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Otherwise, they wouldn't have made that reference, would they?
No. I just mean okay,
get a cupcakes back.
No. I mean, like, how, you know, I may be a little bit like Gumball. He may be a little bit like Darwin. You are like Anais. Like, that is.
I'm chill. I liked her. I'm chill with that.
Accurate representation.
Good.
I think. Yeah.
No, she was a good character.
I aspire to be her.
Very, very strong character. I think. Yeah. I think she paved the way for most, you know, younger girls speaking up and being their own person and all that jazz.
Little firecracker.
Empowerment. I only said empowerment there. I meant to say empowerment.
Yeah. If you can't tell, Max is a huge ally. Anyway. Moving swiftly on, Darcy Kirk 5166 says, "Max reminds me so much of that sound. You got to put some swaz on it, Gromit." And there's this, "Search it up and you will agree, lol."
Wait, I haven't heard that.
Why? Yeah, I think you're going to need to search it up.
All right, well, this Darcy just said, "Love you guys so much. I had cancer a couple of years ago and listening to your music helped me so much."
Well, that's lovely
which
to
is
hear,
very
Darcy.
Lovely to hear.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for giving our music that heavy of an endorsement as well, because that is just, you know.
And hope you're doing okay.
Yeah, thank you so much. But we really need to investigate this swaz on it, Gromit situation because... I can't use a laptop. Can someone fill for me while I do this?
Who's Phil? Well, that's it. That's all the time you get.
No. I'm really...
That's all we can muster up, I'm afraid.
And cut. Can I see it?
Oh, you've got to put some swaz on it, Gromit.
Is it a football joke? Is that like... what?
No, it's clearly an F2? So,
yeah,
F2?
Well, no, obviously, yeah.
Yeah.
I like the way he said it. Oh, you got to put some swaz on it, Gromit.
My point is that they've just taken the piss out of how I play football. It must be.
I think
it's just you.
Just your
like...
vibe, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Like the way you talk. Maybe.
I'm a goofy guy.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, thank
Hashtag
you so much
Morgan
for those.
Jay.
What?
Morgan Jay, he's a goofy guy.
Who's that?
He's that comedian that does
stuff.
That's what I'm going to do when we do the live podcast. I'm going to whack auto-tune on and just start singing that people are making them sing.
I think that's his thing.
Oh, yeah, I like him. The one that's like, he's like, oh, he
Time
goes
to
out
have
to the
some.
Audience.
Time.
And he's like,
fun.
He's like, hello, and they just like that.
Yeah.
He did one with what's it, Meghan Trainor?
Yes, that's the one that exploded recently. Yeah, it went mental.
He is funny. I do like him. Maybe we could get him on the podcast.
He is very funny. I would like to meet him. I'd like to pick his brain. He seems like a fun-loving guy.
Well, anyway, thank you so much for your comments. We really appreciate it. And if you do want to shout out in the next episode, then make sure to leave a comment on this one. And please like and subscribe as well, because it helps us so, so much.
And before we go, make sure you stream Release Me at least 1,200 times a day, because we are... No, actually, it will have happened by that point. Don't worry, just stream Release Me, because it's already out. And then also, listen to the new song when that comes out. It's coming soon.
Get down on it. You might be able to pre-save by this point, so there'll be a link in the description if you can. Also, merch down there, socials down there. Thank you all so much for watching. And now...
Oh, I was going to give Tilly a moment.
Tilly's moment.
New segment. Do something.
Ah!
Fantastic.
Tilly's,
moving on.
Tilly's screaming.
Tilly's moment.
or should we just do Tilly's moment? So she'll come up with it every.
Yeah, right every at the week. End. Right at the end, she can just throw something
now,
in.
Now
there.
It's time for Tilly's moment. Maybe you could come with some poetry next week or something.
Yeah.
Bubble, bubble, toil and trouble.
Stop right there. Give it more thought, maybe.
Yeah, really sorry.
What did you have?
Just that we're going to go on now to the bonus episode of the podcast. So if you are a member, you will be able to watch that. And if not, then. Sorry. so we'll see you there. Bon voyage. Thanks for watching.
Bye, everybody.
Oh, and now you can decide if you want to watch that as well.
Get down on it. Get down on it.